Times Square turned 100 years old this week. On April 8, 1904, the mayor of New York City renamed bustling Longacre Square after a new tenant, the New York Times. Since then, Times Square has had its ups and downs, the rise of the theater district, the burlesque and vaudeville years. It became emblematic of New York's decline into crime and drugs in the 1970s, and the city's resurgence as a tourist destination in the 1990s. Times Square has often been the city's gathering place in times of crisis and celebration. NPR's Robert Smith has this birthday card.
If you knew the world was coming to an end, where would you go to spread the word?
The Lord soon is going to put the end signs, just as the days of Moses.
For Gabriel Soufaces, it was an easy choice. He went to the busiest street corner in Manhattan, at the edge of Times Square.
New York is the most wicked city. The prophets are here. The angels are here. The angels from heaven. We see them every day.
Of course, as he looks into the sky over Broadway, the only angels are the giant lingerie models on billboards that loom overhead. And the biblical prophets would have a hard time competing for attention with DJ Prophet, hawking CDs across the street.
The way I spell it is P-R-O-F-H-I-T-T. That means I mix both Prophet, the prophesizer, plus I pocket people's paper.
Prophet and his pal, Maine Black, are parked outside the Virgin Records megastore, dodging the cops and showing off their homemade rap CDs. Maine Black says it may be illegal, but you can't kick the spirit of the entrepreneur out of Times Square.
I can die right now, it's going to be somebody just like me doing it. Why? Because that's life. You cannot stop life. You can't do nothing in life. Life is hustle. You can't tell a man not to do something else. Life is hustle.
For a century, the hustlers and hucksters of Times Square have made money by giving the people what they want. Or perhaps more accurately, telling the people what they want. Whether you're selling redemption or a CD or warning that the new Toyota is nigh, Times Square has always been the place to send the message. Across the square, Kendall Lewis is preaching another kind of gospel. He's part of the team that does most of the billboards here in Times Square. Today he's hoisting a 24-foot-tall photo of rock star Liz Phair onto the side of a building. For a sign hanger, Times Square is the Louvre.
If you're working in Times Square and you're working out here all the time, you know, you definitely hit the big top.
The circus metaphor is apt. The street grid opens up here as the diagonal street Broadway hits the right angles of 7th Avenue and 42nd Street. The hourglass-shaped space is this natural three-ring circus. Even before it was named after the New York Times, the confluence of streets, trolley lines, and eventually the subway system created a three-dimensional traffic jam. In a city that always moved too fast, this was a place that slowed people down, gave them a chance to gawk at billboards, at theater palaces, and most importantly, at each other. And some things never change. Over by the Howard Johnsons is a group of five sailors, drawn to Times Square for what else?
The women. The lights?
Okay, it's the women. And to prove the point, they descend on the first pretty dame who walks by.
Excuse me, miss. What's your name?
Marcy,
how old are you, Marcy?
19.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 20. My name is Jason Phillips. I don't live here. Do you live in the area?
Not really. I'm staying here. I'm a student.
I should stop this right now. These gentlemen are sailors.
Okay.
So they're fulfilling their Times Square mission of hitting on women in Times Square. You know that, right?
Yeah, I had the feeling. They're giving me the eye.
It turns out Marcy Perry is another Times Square classic, an aspiring actress, descendant of the great Broadway actress and director Antoinette Perry.
Times Square is just, nice meeting you all. Times Square is just a pulsating space, just full of energy, full of creative energy, tons of theaters. What more could you expect? It's New York, you know?
During this centennial year, there will be a lot of moaning about the sterilization of Times Square. There are no surprises left, some New Yorkers say, no quirks. And that's true if you're just peering into the corporate megastores that have taken over the square. But there's still this chemical reaction that comes from the collision of tens of thousands of people out for a little action. The porn stores and the drugs and the prostitution may have moved out of the square, but there are still men luring people onto the side streets with the promise of naked women. There's still dirt and filth. It just gets swept up quickly. And there's even still a whiff of danger when you hear the blood-curdling screams. Okay, it's just a pack of adolescent girls outside the MTV studios, hoping for a glimpse of pop star Nick Lachey.
You can see people when they come to the window.
So that's what you're waiting for, somebody to look out?
Yeah.
And to get on camera.
And then what do?
You scream. A lot.
It's a promotional gimmick for MTV that the vaudeville showmen of the last century would have loved. In fact, John Cooper, a homeless man who's lived on the streets here for the last couple of decades, says the best entertainment has always been on the sidewalks. Even his panhandling has a certain panache.
I play them as they come. You know, Italian guy, hey, gomba, young black kids, ah. Spanish people, plata, plata, gracias. French, monsieur, moi, you know? We play them as they come, you know?
Do you worry that, in a strange way, you're part of the show? People come from Nebraska expecting to see someone panhandling?
Oh, I'm glad to be part of the show. That's how I make a living.
And maybe that's the best way to describe Times Square, as the biggest show in town. The sets have gotten taller and brighter. The characters have matured and lost their rough edges. But the stage has been set here on the sidewalks of the square for 100 years now, and the spectacle never closes. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
You can see historic images of Times Square at our website, npr.org.